This is a program where the rehabilitation resources are allocated based on need, as scored by USDA. It's not an earmarked program. It's not a targeted program. The money's made available, and as the structures need work, they are prioritized. It's a wonderful way to address this issue. Now, if you look at the amount of property and life and infrastructure that have been protected in the life of these programs, it's almost incalculable. In Oklahoma, in the range of $81 million a year worth of property saved. My colleague alluded to programs that only affect limited numbers of areas. I would note even in the great state of Georgia, there are 357 of these watershed structures. There are 69 that within the next 10 years will need the rehabilitation program. There are benefits in every state. I would just simply say, if you care and you believe that infrastructure is a part of our responsibility, if you believe that protecting every life from below that dam all the way to the ocean is important, and the property, then this is a wise, small use of resources. What my friend attempts to do here is to zero out the whole program. No money for rehab this year. No money for rehab this year. That would be a travesty. That would be a tragic use of resources in the past. It's important, I think, that we continue this program.
If the gentleman will yield, the chairman.
I would yield to the gentleman.
If the chairman of the agriculture knows is full aware, I wanted to underscore the point that you just made, that the ordinary mandatory authorization for this program is $165 million. That has been zeroed out, and the only thing we're doing this year is this $15 million. And so even at the current $15 million level, it's still $150 million less than it ordinarily has been.
I would say that the gentleman is right. This is a dramatic reduction over what had been expected during the Farm Bill. Yet this $15 million will do tremendous work, and it's allocated on a 65-35 cost basis. Local and state government have to come up with a third of the money, more than a third of the money, to be able to implement these rehabilitation programs. For a few pennies, we do a great deal across the country based on need, not anyone's political priorities, but based on need. This is an exceptional program. I would ask my colleagues to turn back this amendment